am now delighted to be joined by Joan Collins from the Low Pay Commission to talk about the new bill that's going through legislation at the moment, going through the Dáil, about the tips and service charges in the service industry. Hello, how are you, Joan?
Adrienne, how are you? Just for a clarification, I'm not part of the Low Pay Commission.
Oh, and they have you down here.
No, the Low Pay Commission is a body set up with union reps and employer reps and things like that, yeah.
Right. So, tell us about this. I mean, I think everybody at one stage has been giving out about when they go into a restaurant, they don't know what to be doing. We like to tip somebody who's good to us and we've had a good experience with and has served us well. So we like to give a tip to them. But then the bill comes out and there's a service charge on it already. And then you're asking them, well, do you get that service charge or is it the business that's getting the service charge? And, you know, so there has been a lot of controversy about it over the years. So what's happening now? What are they bringing forward?
Well, at the moment, it really first came to my attention about the issues you said. Most people think when you pay a service charge or whatever, that would go directly to an employer or an employee as part of the service of the restaurant. But what I've seen developing over the last period of time is more and more companies actually taking that service charge and using it to part pay wages of staff. And I'll give an example, Adrienne. There in January, a constituent of mine called in to say that his wife worked in a swanky restaurant in town in Dawson Street, and that the company were taking the tips from the workers and the through credit card tips. And the company at that stage had a service charge of 12.5% for tables over six. Now, the workers were promised, signed a contracted contract where, for example, one of the girls was supposed to be getting €11 an hour, say, for example. But what transpired was, and she showed me her pay slip, that the company were actually paying her the $9.80 an hour, and then they paid the difference of the minimum wage and the contract, signed contract, with money coming from either the tips or the service charge. No one knows exactly where that money is coming from.
Yeah, but that's just unfair.
It's absolutely outrageous. And it's illegal actually to pay wages, contracted wages, with tips. Now, normally what the staff do when they get tips, they would say they get €20 at the end of the night. They divide it, they keep a tenner themselves, they give 20% to the runners and maybe 30% of the chefs or whatever. They divided up between themselves. But this company then changed because the workers were raising the issues, not just about the tips now, it was working conditions as well. For example, where they changed to the changing room had a camera in it. And workers were concerned about that. And there were other issues about time for, you know, your lunch. Training was done on their own time. They weren't paid for the training or brought in and paid for extra training and that. So there was a number of issues and a number of the workers raised their voices about it and said they weren't happy with what was happening. And then they were targeted by the company and subsequently two of those workers were sacked by the company.
Right.
And the Union Unite is representing them because when I met them, we tried to link them in with the union and they joined Unite the Union. So that's the situation at the moment for those particular workers. But we know from Deirdre Salvey, she's a journalist with the Irish Times, has done a number of articles in relation to this, raising other restaurants that are doing the exact same thing and keeping the service charges. Now, under the Payment of Wages Act, tips, cash tips, are treated differently than service charge, tax-wise and for tax purposes and all that. But the bill that's going through the Dáil at the moment has been supported by, been presented by Paul Gavin, who's a senator. It's actually challenging that and say, and you know, he wants to amend the National Minimum Wage Act to provide for additional protection for employees in the service sector to ensure they receive tips or gratuities paid by customers and to provide for related matters. So what his bit is trying to do is saying that gratuities, whether it be tips or service charge, should go directly to the worker, because that's what people think the money is going to anyway. Mm.
Yeah.
As you said, if you pay service charge, you think it's going to the worker who served you.
Well, when I was out there on Saturday evening, my sister-in-law was over for her 50th birthday, so we went out, and beautiful meal, great, great service. I mean, they couldn't have done enough for us. And at the end, then, the bill came. We would normally give about 10% or 12%, yes, ourselves, and we would hope it would go to the girls who had been running around and doing everything for us. But the bill came with a service charge included. So we asked the girl then, does that go to you? And she said, yes. So, you know, before you wouldn't have known that whether it was going. But now we still did try to throw an extra few bob on the plate for the girl's cash tip as well. But then you feel, you know, if they didn't put that 10% service charge, you'd probably give more of a tip. You know, you're trying to hold back. You're going, well, I'm tipping twice then. You know, you just don't know what to be doing. And you want them to get it, the actual people who have done the work, you know.
Yeah, those people who are on a minimum wage.
Exactly,
they're standing 12 hours a day. And you know, if you feel as a customer that you've been served well and that the server has been got over, you know, the extra mile or something that with you for service, and that you like to think that you'd be able to tip them. And it's the same in a taxi, or, you know, if you get a good taxi person and they're, you know, you know,
they're chatty if you want them to be, or quiet when you want them to be.
Exactly, exactly. But it's like anywhere. Now, I actually support the Senator's bill. I think it's dealing with the issues, but the Minister, Regina Doherty, does not support it, and she's has opposed it all along the way, because she says that there's a difference between, for taxation purposes, between tips and service charges. But that has to be all clarified. My understanding was that service charge would go to the server, not to the company to use for whatever they deem. It's an income that they're getting, in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
And it's been used by them then either for profit or for paying of wages, or which is, I think, is absolutely outrageous. Like, I mean, if you're running a company. And you know, say for example, an industrial company that makes tires or something like that, you set up your company on the basis that you know what your wage output is going to be, you know what your margins are going to be, and what you want to make at a profit, and you can't just throw an extra service charge on then and say, well, you know, we want to make more money and we're going to do it this way.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's like a VAT or something coming on at the end, and you know, when they say it's service charge, you think, oh well, it's going to the service staff, but not necessarily. So sure, there's stories of people who they pool all their tips, and then at the end of the night they don't see half it, you know, they see like a few euro out of it, that there's money coming out of it for breakages, whether there was breakages or not. There's, you know, money coming out with different excuses onto it. So really, we have got to police the restaurants and different service industry, you know, more, I don't know, scrutinise them more and see that the money is going to the right place. But there was one thing that I noticed in when I was checking information on this, and I noticed that Sinn Féin had put forward a proposal to deal with this, and then it was shot down by the Dáil that they didn't want. Why do you think that was? What was in their proposal that was too much.
The legislation I was referring to earlier on, Adrian.
Right.
It's called the National Minimum Wage Protection of Employee Tips Bill. And it was Paul Gavin, he's a senator, he's a Sinn Féin senator.
Yes.
It's been introduced since 2017, I think, came first to the stage into the Dáil. I wasn't really aware of it at the time, because it wasn't such a big issue. But they brought it through the third stage of the Senate there last Thursday week, last week I think it was, and it was supported, it was passed, by all parties except Fine Gael, who opposed it, and a small number of independents, I think. But it was carried, and it's been brought into the Dáil now tomorrow night on Sinn Féin's private members' time to bring it to the next phase into committee. So I'll obviously be supporting that legislation in relation to it. Now, that's why I'm saying Regina Doherty, the Minister of Social Employment and Social Affairs, is opposed to it because she thinks differently. The Low Pay Commission came out with a report saying that if you treat service charges the same way as you treat tips, that workers will get could possibly come out with less money. And how would you enforce it? I mean, if that's the case, no legislation be brought in. If you know, if you didn't think you could enforce it, you bring in legislation and then you enforce it, and make sure that it's brought through and it's recognised. And then on the other half, if companies don't implement legislation, workers should organise themselves in a union and they should fight to get what's rightfully theirs from the point of view of legislation. So I'll be supporting the bill. It'll be coming through tomorrow night. I think at 8 o'clock, the private member's bill time is on for. And I hope it'll be carried. And then if the minister thinks it needs to be amended in any way, well, then we can deal with that through committee stage.
Yes. So over the coming weeks, we'll see things developing there. They'd be going through it with a fine-tooth comb, I suppose. But can I just ask you, while I have you on, with regards to the zero-hour contracts, where are we now with those? Are they completely gone, or...?
Well, in relation to that, there was a legislation brought through recently, the Employment Miscellaneous Bill, that deals with... That doesn't really deal with zero-hour contracts, but it deals with workers who are on a certain hourly... Say, for example, if a Dunstores worker or a retail worker was working 20 hours a week for a year, well, then they could actually apply to go on a banded hours to protect themselves, so that the manager couldn't reduce that. Say, for example, if the employee, if the worker, challenges something in the shop or health and safety or whatever, there have been cases where... their hours reduced, say from 20 hours down to 10 hours, and it's very, very hard for workers who are already on a low pay to actually, you know, plan their income, like the rent and payment of VFB bills and all that. So that was brought in. But the question of zero-hour contracts is still an issue. Right across, you know, in many instances, workers are still on that, but this bill, the Miscellaneous Protection Bill, should assist in helping those workers to seek more hours and have more stable hours over the next period of time. But English language teachers, they have zero-hour contracts, and Ryanair pilots have zero-hour contracts. And at the moment, the committee in the Dáil is looking at all this area and bringing in workers from the different sectors to actually find out how bad the situation is from the point of view of workers and then try and bring legislation to change that. But I think as it comes down to Adrian, in all circumstances, the only way workers can try and organise to insist that their conditions and their pay improve is by organising themselves in a union and then fight to win what they duly deserve from the point of view of that. I mean, Tesco workers, for example, they have had increases over the last number of years, but a section of them, pre-96 workers, Tesco refused to increase their wages in line, in parity with the majority of workers in Tesco. And mandate have gone to the WRC, the Labour Courts, where the Labour Court has given a recommendation to say that those workers are entitled to that money, and the Tesco has just ignored those recommendations completely. It's not binding on the company, but it's binding on the union. So there's a lot of issues that we have to really look at now in relation to industrial relations.
I was actually going to say that to you about Labour Relation Commission and the workers. The rulings aren't binding on the employers, so it's just advising them that this is what you'd like them to do. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a recommendation. And I raised in the Dáil there last week, before last, and the minister just came back and said, well, it's a voluntarist mechanism. But, you know, it's only... it can't be binding on one sector and not binding on another, you know? And there has to be parity in relation to, as you said, if it's recommended, the company has to implement it, or vice versa, the union have to implement a recommendation from the WRC. And at the moment, I think they're looking at the Industrial Relations Act, the 1991 Act. I mean, it's nearly, 30 years since that was brought in under Fianna Fáil, that it needs to be changed and it needs to be strengthened.
Well, it'd be outdated at this stage, definitely.
Absolutely.
But I can't understand why you would spend so much time in getting this legislation and these, you know, advice, this all set up, and then it not to be binding. You know, you would think you would be putting through something that this is now the law. This is what you have to do. I can't understand why you're literally just spending so much time in the Dáil on just advising people on, we'd like you to do this if you could, but if you don't, we won't do anything about it, you know.
Exactly, and it makes a mockery of so-called industrial relations machinery, and it's the law of the land. It was set up to adjudicate between workers and their employers and make recommendations on the facts. So, as you said, you go through all the process, you go into the courts, it costs big money, there's an adjudication, a recommendation made saying that these workers are entitled to that increase in parity with their other colleagues, and they just ignore it.
Yep.
It's absolutely shameful that the government aren't dealing with this issue. But we will be, over the next period of time, trying to amend that, particularly, I think, when the government come forward with the access for the guards to labour industrial relations machinery. And as you said, there's no point in having it there if it's not binding.
Yes, there's just no point, you know, as you say, it's just a costly exercise in just, you know, you're getting nowhere. People will just say, yeah, that's a great idea, and then carry on regardless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No legal...
If it's not binding in any way, that they have any, that there's no repercussions on them, you know, then it's useless exercise, really. So hopefully something happens with this now. With how long do you think this will take with regards to the tips and the wage for a service?
Well, the bill going through tomorrow then goes to committee. Now, what normally happens if the government don't like what the majority of people in the Dáil, TDs and public representatives, support, they will just try and kill it through a money message. That is, that the government have to pass a money message for legislation if it's going to cost the state any money. I have another situation where my bill on the water and public ownership bill to stop the privatisation and keep our water in public ownership, that's just been sitting in the committee for the last 3 years. And the government have not have nearly killed it, you know, in the committee stage. And also there's another bill there, the fossil fuel bill, Keep It Underground, that's also been stopped at the committee stage through a money message because the government won't introduce that. So we have to just continue on highlighting these issues. We have to get people to see that this government are not working in their interests on these issues that are a lot of people support. And obviously then the minister has said that she wants to bring in legislation through the Payment of Wages Act in relation to tips and service charges as well. So we'll see when she brings that in, what that actually does, her legislation through that act. And we'd probably have to amend that as well. That would more likely have an opportunity to go through than the bill being put through by Senator Paul Gavin. But still, I'd certainly be supporting it and hoping that we can put amendments to it that will actually make it an effective piece of legislation for workers to utilise in their favour.
So this is what you're talking about there is what Regina Doherty is writing to the restaurants who are including tips in their salaries and saying it's something that, you know, their obligations to...
Yeah, she said that she's going to amend the Payment of Wages Act in order to ensure that it would be illegal for tips to make up or satisfy any part of a person's contractual hourly, weekly or monthly wage. Where she says she has the problem with is the service charge. But to me, the service charge, by all accounts, the majority of customers and Joe Public view the service charge as a tip as well, as you said yourself. Adrian, when you were out celebrating your sister's birthday, which was, wish her happy birthday.
happy birthday, Lena.
you just presume that service charge will go directly to the worker, and that's where the transparency has to be, that it should go directly to the worker.
Well, why don't they then look at getting rid of the service charge? And having it just the way you used to, you just, whatever, if it was your, you know, €34 on the menu, that's what you paid, €34. And then the tip was at your discretion. It, you know, you could get somebody who served you that threw the thing at you and was in a bad humour, and you don't want to tip. And you're going, here, there's a service charge. I'm actually tipping that person who threw the food at me. So, you know, if they got rid of the service charge completely and then you tip... You know, your tips are discretional. The staff are still getting paid a decent wage anyway, and they don't have to rely on that service charge or those tips.
I would agree with you. I think that's, to my mind, what should be the case. I raised that with the minister a couple of weeks ago that we should bring in legislation to make it illegal for companies or restaurants or whatever to put a service charge on. And that would challenge the industry, you know. But there seems to be a bit of... Because the government increased the VAT on the hospitality industry there recently from 9% to 12%, I think they're being a bit cautious about bringing in anything else that might cost the industry any money, because that would mean that either, you know, if you don't pay service charge, they can't use that for whatever purpose they're using it for profits or whatever it is. We don't know what they're using it for most of the times. But I think it'd be more transparent if it was illegal to do it. And then if you go into a restaurant, then you have to pay an extra 3%, say it's €30 now, and you're paying €34, well, at least you know that's the cost of your meal, and you don't have to go in there if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But I would tend to agree with that, and then that workers get a decent pay in the industry, and that the only way they can do that is by organising themselves into a union to fight for decent pay in the industry.
Yeah. Okay, well, we wait now to hear what happens in the coming weeks, and we may have you on again, Joan, to tell us how things are going there.
Lovely, I'd love to. Thanks very much for taking me on.
Not at all. It's great to have you on, Joan. You take care, and I'll let you go. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Cheers.
Thanks. Bye.